From KXEI Studios, this is Thesis Thursday. Thesis Thursday is a program where we sit and chat with our friends from the University of Arizona. I like to ask them what they're working on. We talk about their plans for the future, and we even find time to talk a little bit about music. Joining me today is Corey Kim. Welcome, Corey.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
What are you doing at the U of A these days?
I'm a junior at the Molecular Cell Bio Department at the University of Arizona. Most of my free time goes towards staying in the lab, the Franz Tax Plant Genomics Lab. My project itself is a continuation of last year, also through the UBER program. I'm working on a plant genomics project in learning how plants respond to environmental stress, like low nitrogen concentrations. So my project itself revolves around learning this receptor kinase called ZIP/SEPR1. It senses nitrogen levels and helps regulate lateral root development in the Arabidopsis plant, which is like a model plant organism in genomics. So to give more context, we know that when plant roots grow towards nutrient-rich soil and stop growing in soil with low nutrients, thus we would expect an important protein like ZIP1/SEPR1 to rapidly increase or decrease metabolism to cause changes in root growth. We're learning about how plants cope with stressful environmental conditions. And this is important to learn going into the future, especially due to climate change. Also, we hope to learn more about this thing called enzyme filamentation. This is where a protein like ZIP1 would change its structure upon stressful conditions like low nitrogen concentration or low oxygen concentration and create these multi-protein filament-like structures. So there's not much known about these structures and exactly how or why these structures form, but we hope to learn if ZIP1 regulates filamentation in our plants when exposed to different stresses. We're creating a transformation construct. So pretty much what that is that we're getting all the interactors that we want into a plant. That's the end result. So we want to see if when we put these genes into plants and highly express it, so have a large amount of it going around, we could have a clue on what its function and if the filaments form. In normal conditions, it'll be harder to observe. So if we create overexpression plant lines, this would be a bit easier to see the phenomena that we want to see.
And this phenomena is the creation of filaments?
We want to know exactly why these form, what is its purpose. If this enzyme filamentation can be seen, does it have some sort of unique function? More we learn about plants and how they address stressful conditions, we'll have a better control of how plants can cope with stress. So with climate change and with environmental conditions changing, if we can control it better, we'll have better crops that are more suited to live in these stressful conditions.
Corey, what do you think you're going to do after you graduate?
I aspire to be a MD, PhD with a focus in human genomics, but everything is a little fluid these days. So nothing set in stone.
Do you ever listen to music?
Yes, all the time. So I've been very interested in hip-hop and R&B. Kendrick Lamar, I revisit his albums and music constantly. Anderson .Paak and Coda the Friend.
I really love the single Lockdown. But
very socially conscious. Kendrick Lamar has a lot to say with his album To Pimp a Butterfly, which revolves around that experience. So his messages then have been really still resonating now.
Thank you so much for being on Thesis Thursday today, Corey. It was a pleasure to have you.
Thank you for having me.
Thesis Thursdays is produced right here at KXCI Tucson with generous support from our listeners. For more information about this and other programs, visit kxci.org.